We discussed about what happens if a person in the case of Sevek, a case of doubt by a bracha rishona. You don't know if you said your first bracha. What about the other way around? What about a bracha achrona? If a person is in doubt whether they said the bracha achrona, so we mentioned that brachos are mentioned specifically. The Torah says, ve'achalta v'savata v'erachta, which means you will eat, be satisfied, and then bench, which means the biblical obligation that tells us about brachos is specific to an after bracha. So that means that there are going to be some after brachas which are going to be doraisa. And we know the concept of Sevek brachos lahakel, that in a case of doubt we go lenient, but that doesn't apply on biblical things, it applies on rabbinic things. So what happens in a scenario when a person is not sure if they said a bracha achrona? What do they do? So we have three bracha achronas as we discussed. We discussed Berka Hamazon, benching. We discussed Al Hamechia, and then Bari Nefasho. So Berka Hamazon is the clear doraisa when done to satiety. What does that mean? If a person ate their full, then Berkas HaMazon, they ate a bread meal to full, then their Berkas HaMazon becomes biblical. Why? It says, V'achalta, V'savata, V'irachti. You will eat, then be satisfied, and then you will bench. So only when you eat to satiety is a person now going to have a biblical obligation of Berkas HaMazon. Once they now have a biblical obligation of Berkas HaMazon, the suffix, the doubt, is no longer rabbinic, it's now biblical. So in a scenario where you don't remember if you benched, if you said Berkas HaMazon, and you had a bread meal that you were full from, and full doesn't mean the same thing for everybody. Everyone has a different level of being full. There are those that are full because they overeat. There are those that are full, they say, you know what? I feel good. I ate enough. I ate enough for sustenance, they feel good. But they're not eating too much. It doesn't mean you have to feel over full. It's just like a normal way that you would usually eat. And that would be considered kidei svia. That would be considered enough. And in that scenario, then a person is in doubt. They've eaten to their full, whatever that full is defined as. And now they're in doubt. What should they do? They should be chozer umuvarich. They should go back and say Berkos HaMazon again. When they don't know, why? Because it's biblical. They should therefore say Berkos HaMazon again. That assumes, again, they ate to being full at that level. Okay? So that's the general way we deal with it. Now it's going to be different for men and women. We'll explain that in a moment. So it doesn't matter when you ate this meal if you ate a lot of bread or a little bit of bread, but because the whole thing became a bread meal, then it counts as this actually referring to your meal. If a person's in doubt because of the fact that maybe they need the right amount of foods that constitute a bread meal, because we've mentioned before, you can make hamotzi and the other foods you're eating are not part of your bread meal. So bread meal means malafes asapas, something that really accompanies bread. So here in the Sefer, he says, if you ate bread, but you were not full, or you were full from bread, but you ate things that don't go along with bread, such as rice or potatoes, seemingly they're their own carbs unto themselves, unlike meat, unlike eggs, fish, you know, hummus, things like that, which would then accompany your bread meal. In that case, now you're questionable if you're considered satiety, because satiety doesn't just mean full. It means to the bread meal itself. In that scenario, the best thing for a person to do is actually go ahead, wash again, eat a kazayis of bread, make an atil sedaim, make hamotz, eat a kazayis of bread, and then you'll be able to bench. Why am I washing again? Well, because the moment here, I'm not sure if I benched or not, is the moment I defined that I was done eating. Like, I just don't remember if I benched, but I was done eating. So any new eating that I'm going to do, it's not really considered part of that meal. Since it's not considered part of the meal, I have to go ahead and wash again in that scenario. It's a less common scenario for us. The more common scenario is, I ate a bread meal, I ate a nice sized meal, I just don't remember if I benched. So, men, biblically, if you're full, you would technically need to bench again. Interesting, they note that for Svardim, which most of us not here, but for Svardim, they would bench again, but they would leave out the last bracha benching. Just a reminder, benching is four brachos. Three of them are biblical, one of them is rabbinic. So the first three are the ones that are biblical, that goes up to Uvenei Yushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, Mir HaMeinu. That's the last of the biblical ones. And then the next bracha, what we call a Tova Meitiv, which starts off like Elavinu Malkinu Adrinu Barenu, that itself is rabbinic. So according to Svardim, they'd say, I understand you're not sure if you have to bench again, but it was a case of doubt. So we're going to only make you do the biblical side of it. We're not going to make you do the rabbinic side of it. Nonetheless, for Ashkenazim, we will do a full benching again from beginning all the way to end. We mentioned that that's only for men. The reason why it doesn't apply to women is because it's a machlokas for women. What's the machlokas for women? What's the debate for women? While the second bracha of benching, you might not have realized that the second bracha of benching has a line in it that only relates to men. And that line is, V'al brischa shechatamta v'sarenu. And on the covenant that you sealed in our flesh. That's referring to a bris milah. Women, as you know, don't have a bris milah. Therefore, that bracha may not apply to them. Even though it's only one part of it, it nullifies the overall aspect of the biblical side of Berakot HaMazon according to this view. And therefore, it's best if a woman is not sure if she bends and she's full, she should hear from somebody else who's going to bench and just listen out, listen intently to the benching that they have. Nonetheless, very good question. So it could be that's Darabanan in the first place. It's not maybe not biblically mandated. It might be rabbinically mandated. So rabbinically, she has to bench, and potentially in that scenario. But now a case of Suffolk. So if I'm in a case of Suffolk, and maybe I'm not biblically mandated. If I'm not biblically mandated, then maybe I'm not going to actually bench again. If, however, she's not able to hear it from somebody else, the post can say that nowadays she can still do benching again, because you rely on the other views that say, you know what, even for a woman, it's actually considered biblical, and therefore she would bench again. So it's slightly different. For Svardim, they would not have the woman bench again. For Ashkenazim, try to do something else by hearing from somebody else. Could be even washing again would work. Washing, making a motz, the whole thing again. And if that's not possible, then she would be able to bench again for Ashkenazim. What about Al HaMichya? What about the Me'ein Shalosh Bracha, which is Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen, and Al HaEitz? What do you do in that scenario? So there's a machlokas whether Al HaMichya, what we call the Me'ein Shalosh Bracha, is actually biblical. Why? Because it basically is Berakot HaMazon, just in shortened form. Since that's what it is, many feel that it's considered biblical. And if you were full, then you would have to bench again. You don't know if you ate enough cake. You ate enough cake. You don't know if you said the after bracha. What should I do? So therefore, the recommendation is they should eat again. Right? It's a perpetual eating again. I had this to me last week. I wasn't sure. So I ate again. And then I forgot if I benched a second time. It was like ridiculous. You know, the first time I wasn't sure if I said an alamichya. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go eat again. I ate again. And then again, I forgot if I said the alamichya. I said, I just can't continue this. I'm just going to be eating all night. It's not going to work for me. So in this case over here, this is what it says. What you should do is eat the same thing again. Make another bracha. Because again, you had in mind you finished eating already. You just weren't sure if you said the bracha. Make that mizonos again, if you will. And then you'll be able to say the after bracha on that. There is a concept, by the way, that now your after bracha is working on both the new food and the old food that you had. Bar nefashos is different. Bar nefashos, if you're not sure, you don't say it, because that was a later enactment that everyone should say. That's considered purely rabbinic, and therefore, if you're not sure if you said it, you're not going to actually say again. If you're not sure if you said it, you will not go ahead and repeat bar nefashos. So we have benching is considered biblical if you're full. Alamichya is in the middle. We're not sure. So take another food. Same thing with benching. You could take another food. But if you were full, for sure, from the bread meal, you don't even have to take another food. You could just bench again. Women, we saw two different aspects of it. Burning fashas, you definitely don't have to. What happens? We'll just go briefly through this. What happens if you're not sure if you said a bracha? So what do you do in that scenario? I'm sorry, not sure. You know you didn't say a bracha. What do I do when I know I didn't say a bracha? We give you 4 points over here. If the food, this is the question of when you say a bracha, you have to have nothing in your mouth when you say a bracha, because based on a pasuk in Tehillim, that you should have your mouth entirely open to be able to say blessings. Hashem yimali piti lasecha. So if you have something that you can spit out, such as a sucking candy, spit out the sucking candy, hold it, re-say the bracha again, pop it back in your mouth. What if it's something that's too disgusting to spit out? You're chewing on a piece of bread, and now what? Or you say a bracha. You spit it out and say the bracha again, you could. Just do that in private. Just recommend if you do that in private. Nobody else wants to see that, okay? But you don't have to necessarily. If it's going to be something that's going to be gross, that when it's in your mouth, so then what you do is you move it over with your tongue to the other side of your mouth, and then you'd make the bracha. It's not ideal, because your mouth is supposed to be open to be able to say the bracha. But you'd move it over to the side of your mouth. If you cannot do that because your mouth is full, such as a liquid, you're drinking water, your cheeks are full, and now what do? Ideally, in that scenario, you should actually spit that out, because you can't actually say a bracha because your mouth is full. Your mouth is full, and you don't want to get hana from the bracha itself. If there's nothing else you can do, then you can think the bracha in your mind, which is a wild scenario. And then lastly on this is that if, when you're making the bracha, because you know you forgot to make a bracha, there's an interesting comment amongst the Rishonim that, can I make a bracha on something I already ate? What is that? Yeah? Why would I make a bracha on something I already ate? The answer is, well, it's done already. We have a concept of overla siyasan, which means you say a bracha before you actually fulfill a mitzvah, before you actually do something. But there's a view that actually allows it. So when you're going to make a new bracha, because let's say you swallowed the food, you ate the food, you have half an apple left. When you make the bracha, you have in mind that the bracha is going on what you're about to eat, and also what you actually ate before, because according to some Rishonim, your bracha actually works on that. Even though if I had no food left, I wouldn't make the bracha, but there is a view that actually allows that. Therefore, as long as I do have new food to go, I'll make the bracha, and it's going to cover going forward and in reverse as well. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Matzkash Baruch, Lezako, Seyas Yisrael, Leficha.